Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And if you think the sigh...
You sound sad.
Yes, for the imminent hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. Well, I got more for you. I'm going to blame this on Alec Medford.
Breaking what? News.
It is breaking news.
This is breaking news.
I realize it is actually via Shams, but... Alec, when they say don't blame the messenger, at this exact moment, just for a minute or two.
Yeah, I kind of blame you right now.
I'm 100% blaming you for telling me that Derek Lively has a fracture in his foot and he will be out 2 to 3 months.
Thanks a lot, Alec.
Season over.
I mean, I tried.
Let's shut it down.
So, while people are...
Okay, can I ask some questions here?
Yes.
All right.
Maybe you should ask Alec.
Yeah.
He's delivering all the bad news.
We're best friends, too, remember?
He goes,
Mike,
actually, that's not what
the word for a while was that Gafford was kind of dangling in trade conversations.
Right.
And there was always this, why would you want to do that when you have two of these and Lively typically is injured?
Yeah.
There's no way you can consider him in this in a trade conversation if you're trying to make a run now, right?
I guess if you're going to go with that specific sentence, then no, you can't.
But you went the totally opposite direction, I want to make it clear. I do not want to trade Daniel Gafford. But if you're like, this season is effed, let's do whatever we can, I guess you could consider it.
You could consider it. Here's probably what they're looking at, Corey, because I think there's way more than just that sentence. He's going to get $25 million a year when he hits free agency, which is sooner than Derek Lively. Derek Lively, obviously he broke his foot. We'll see how he recovers from that next year. His season's over. Like, he ain't playing again this year. So if you look at Derek Lively next year, you have to see how his foot recovers. You still have 3 years of control of him, but Derek Lively's probably a max out player. So he's probably looking at when 3 years from now, he's probably looking at $40 million a year. I don't know what the max will be at that point, but you probably can't pay $70 million to two centers who share the position. So if you're looking at the Mavs from a standpoint of, hey, can we do this? Can we keep these guys through the Luka era? Well, if you are, you're looking at approximately $70 million a year from those two guys. And right now, you're paying approximately $20 million a year for those two guys.
Exactly. And that's why last season, this season, and next season were the perfect time, because Daniel Gafford was at about 12, 13, 14. You still got Derek Lively under the rookie contract. This really sucks, because it feels like we've been grasping at every straw possible for why this season could still be alive. And it feels more and more like the injury people are like, okay, but it's not, so you should give up. So then do you shift all your focus to next year, I guess?
I would. If I'm Nico, I shift it all to next year.
And can I tell you, that's why something that annoyed me yesterday, and I realize it's more complex than just me saying, oh, the Mavericks should have done that move. Like, I understand that. But you heard the move yesterday, which everyone thinks is facilitating Phoenix picking up Jimmy Butler, because Phoenix sent their 2031 unprotected first round pick to the Jazz for 3 first round picks, 25, 27, and 29. Now, every one of those picks is the worst of the bunch. So, like, this year, it's whoever has the worst pick, for the team. Between Cleveland and Minnesota, 2027, Cleveland, Minnesota, and Utah, 2029, Cleveland, Minnesota, and Utah. So I get it. Like, there's a good shot.
It'll be picks 25 through 30.
Exactly. But if you're the Mavericks and you're like, hey, we got 3 first-round picks like in the next 8 years and we can only trade 2 of them, this is the kind of deal that intrigues me, just because I'm like, man, if then you could tell me we have 2 2025s, a 26, a 27, 29, that at least like gets you back in a trading conversation potentially for some things. And I have a feeling that the Suns are going to pretty quickly turn this around for something to do with Jimmy Butler. And so I thought it was a really heads up and savvy move by the Suns if they really want Jimmy Butler.
So he can't fail for Flag, is what you're saying?
Yes. No, you're too far out of that, but yeah. There's a good chance you're in the lottery the same way you were 2 years ago. So I think there's a good chance you finish 11th or 12th in the conference. Mm-hmm. So that means you are in the lottery situation, but most likely the Mavericks will be picking somewhere between 15 and 10, like a few years ago, because we're not sure Luka's coming back this year either. Like, let's just be honest about that calf and his work ethic and his weight situation. Like, that's not an easy comeback injury like it is. And then I have to deal with Kyrie's back and seeing if he gets numbness again down his legs like he had a few weeks ago. I have to shut him down for another 5 to 15 days to see how he feels after doing some more kind of work on his back. So this is just a lost year.
Corey.
And I think that when you're a GM, it's kind of frustrating as you're trying to go through that, what Mike's going through and what Chris Young went through. Is my team really this or is it not?
Yeah.
And if I go ahead and pack it up on this one, can I guarantee that next year everybody will be healthy all season? No, I can't. I got to try everything I can to, at the last minute, pull this thing together.
I will tell you this. If you're looking for, and I'm going to work really hard at this, if you're looking for a potential bright side, now, Corey, you said, so we probably can't fail for Flag. The good news about the way they switched up the NBA draft lottery is if you can have one of the worst, like, 5 or 6 records, then you've got a better shot than maybe you had in years past. That's still going to be really tough to get to. But I will tell you this. If you want to start watching some Rutgers basketball, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, I think, are two, like, very real prospects in this draft.
All right.
Trey Johnson, who obviously Mike has brought up, local product, he's going to be really high. So while everybody wants Cooper Flagg, and I understand that, this is a significantly better draft than last year.
Ooh.
Where they were like, let's figure out who's number one. There's a very defined number one, and then whether you think it's Newell, Bailey, Harper, Trey Johnson, or whoever.
Somebody's like, there.
There's battles for who could be 2, 3, 4, or whatever the case might be.
I wonder this.
If we're going extreme.
Does it make it easier now in the next few weeks, because the trade deadline is coming up, does it make it easier to trade Klay Thompson now going, I get it, we have you next year at $16.6 million, but we're not making a playoff run. If your goal is to win one more time, we can't do it.
Then you have to convince him. I'm being dead serious about this. You have to convince him it's his idea, right?
Yes.
Or you have to wait until he asks. Because you'd be like,
I kind of want to go to a contender.
Like, you'd talk to his agent and say, hey, we're having teams that are interested in Klay. You see our situation. Luka, we're 50-50 on him coming back after the All-Star break. We know that Derek Lively's season is done. We got to protect that foot, especially what we have invested in him and what we think of his future. He's done for the year. We just can't compete in the Western Conference with the injuries that we have. And I'm throwing out a team. San Antonio's calling up because they want to make a run. Do you want to go play with Chris Paul and Wimby?
Yeah.
Like, I'm throwing out something, and you're kind of maybe just trying to get rid of his salary and open up more playing time for something or other, and they're going to throw in a first round pick. Cleveland, who looks like they could win it all. They want to give us a pick for you. You know, like, I don't know. Like, at this point, I do think you start looking at, in a way, this is maybe good that Derek Lively's foot broke now, is that it gives you time to reassess your trade situation.
That's true. And if I was looking at it just from a practical standpoint, but if everybody wants to make a run for it, I can quickly turn the corner. I think you can realistically get to the 9th worst record in the NBA. I'm just saying, if that's your goal for the best possible draft capital, I think you can reasonably get down to the 9th worst record, which gives you a 5% shot of getting picks 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I'm not rooting for this, but look, if you start getting numbness again down Kyrie Irving's leg, which you don't want, because here's the deal. He's going to opt out of that 1-year contract.
Probably.
He has a player option. He's going to opt out. It makes it very difficult on what do we do if a dude at his age is now having numbness going down his leg with a back issue. So that gets scary in your future with Kyrie being here. But if Kyrie misses the majority of the second half of the season with a back issue, sciatic nerve issue, back surgery issue, and Luka can't really play and Derek Lively is done for the year now, then you're probably going to lose most of your games. We've seen it. They cannot beat New Orleans. They cannot beat Charlotte. And that's with Kyrie on the court. They can't do it. So they're going to lose most of their games. If there's no Luka, no Kyrie, and no Derek Lively, you are one of the five worst teams in the NBA.
Jason Kidd is Bruce Bochy in that his first year, lose in the Western Conference Finals, then don't make the playoffs, lose in the finals, maybe don't make the playoffs. So next year is our win the finals is what I'm being, what I'm figuring here.
Look, at this point, and I still think there's a wild set of variants for the Mavericks, depending on a couple more things. First of all, the loss of Lively for 2 to 3 months, in case you're catching up, and that's what happened. Look, I already thought that they were going to lose the next three games. I don't feel like that's a negative point of view to put you at 23-23. And then as you get closer to the All-Star break, will Luka be back? How long will Luka be back? Kyrie's back. Mm-hmm. How problematic is that? Because that can change a lot of things. Because I can see a scenario, and Mike, I'm dead serious about this. I can see a scenario where Kyrie's back holds up, Luka's back, and he's good to go, and you make a run towards the playoffs. Now, what happened?
Like 6-7, yeah, 8 seed is best case scenario.
Absolutely. I could absolutely see that. On the flip side, it's a pretty dark picture with no Derek Lively until probably at least April. So, like, we're talking about the very end of the regular season, and that like might be a better case scenario. Kyrie Irving's back acts up and Luka continues to have calf issues or whatever other issues. To Mike's point, now all of a sudden, that's why I was like, I could see you having the ninth worst record.
Kevin, according to Calvin Watkins, person with knowledge of the talks, said
hold on,
that Brian,
hold on. Wait. Corey, is there any chance you can just lie to me and say that they are still going to talk to Dion or something like that?
Okay. He said that Brian Schottenheimer's discussions today with the Cowboys officials is more of a continuation from Tuesday's interview. And then Jory Epstein said the Cowboys brass continuing to have their conversations. They met yesterday, and now today, it's kind of cold outside, but things are heating up. I don't know if she's talking about the conversation or the weather. And then with Shoddy already in town, whether it's, this is a second interview or first, is just semantics. So it's kind of like still the first interview, Kevin. Does that make you feel better than...
No. No, it doesn't.
All right.
No, it doesn't. Well, because also I have questions about the need for that second interview when he's been hanging out for a couple of years. Or I think this is just the proper channel. You know, like whenever there's a terrible employee that gets fired, and you're like, hey, we got to fire this person. And you're like, I know, but I have to go through the official channels. This feels like the official channels where the Jones family is going to be like, I mean, we had him in for 2 interviews before we decided to do anything. I know he's been here for 2 years. He's right around the corner anytime we need him, but we went through the official channels and we did all of the things. And then another thing to go along with this, because I see people keep texting this in. Yes, I am also concerned about Derek Lively beyond just this year because I think he kicks ass. And if he's going to be continually problematic injury-wise, well, that really sucks because for once, you hit the nail on the head with your draft pick. And that's how you continue to forward your NBA team.
It just shows the Mavs are cursed at center for their whole franchise.
It really does feel like this. Like, I thought we apexed with James Donaldson, and you're like, I mean, we can do
but
a little
Roy
bit better.
Roy Tarpley was kind of center-like, and then he'd like cocaine a whole bunch.
Yes, he did.
And so then you get to, like, who's the next one? Sean Bradley, when you traded for him, and you're like, this is going to work out.
And I would tell, I just got this.
Eric Dampier, Sagana Jop.
Yeah, I just got this notification 12 minutes ago. The over-under victory total for the Mavericks fell from 49.5 to 45.5. Look, if you could still find that number somewhere, I do not think picking the under would be a poor decision whatsoever.
I think they'll struggle to get to 40.
See?
They might not even get to 25 at this pace.
Okay.
They will get to at least 35.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, like, we'll give you this game.
They'll win 12 more games this year and maybe they will win 17.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 12 and 17 more wins.
So here's the situation.
if the Rangers win 162-0 this year, their combined records would probably be like 164-0.
Okay.
Plus all the losses.
They'll have more wins than that, but it's
just going to go bad.
It is. I get it.
Might as well just ice over the city again.
It's a bleak outlook for the Mavericks right now. I know there are a lot of people who have a bleak outlook for the Cowboys.
There's so much bleak.